Welcome to Zilla Capital Morning Talks. Good morning, nice people, and happy Tuesday. We hope the day treats you well. News flow has slowed down a little bit today, but there's still plenty of interesting corporate stories to keep us all busy. For our top talks today, first, O7 Therapy, an Egyptian research-based online platform, has raised $2.1 million in seed funding round to support mental health in the Middle East. Second, B Investments is selling its entire 44.7% stake in engineering subsidiary Giza Systems to Saudi Telecom's internet subsidiary. B Investments' board accepted an undisclosed binding offer for the shares from Solutions by STC that would value Giza Systems at $145 million. Next, Adida Food Industries has opened its first overseas manufacturing facility in Morocco on April 3rd. Entering the Moroccan market is a key milestone in the company's expansion plans. On the other hand, the National Bank of Egypt was ranked first in Bloomberg's African Syndicated Loans League table for the first quarter of 2022. Accordingly, the National Bank of Egypt topped banks in Africa as a financing agent, lead manager, and promoter of syndicated loans. Moreover, the bank has been able to manage 9 financing transactions worth more than 35 billion Egyptian pounds during the quarter. El Nasser Automotive Manufacturing Company has signed a contract with the German group FEV to develop the electronic vehicles industry, according to the managing director at El Nasser Automotive, Hani El Kholi. Abu Dhabi-based has teamed up with the UAE agribusiness investment firm E20 Investment to initiate a new platform for the region's animal healthcare industry. The board of medical packaging company has approved the recommendation of increasing the company's issued and paid-up capital from 69 million Egyptian pounds to 131 million Egyptian pounds. And for our Egypt economy, the Egyptian Ministry of Finance has provided a sum of 1.1 billion Egyptian pounds in advance to the General Authority for Supply Commodities and the Agricultural Bank of Egypt to finance the purchase process of local wheat. It is noteworthy that the country's state budget is able to positively deal with the current global economic crisis, he said, noting that the government's priority is to meet the demand of citizens for essential goods and to sustain strategic reserve of wheat. Trade exchange between Egypt and Sudan reached $1.2 billion in 2021, rising by 63.5% from $711.4 million in 2020. The value of Egyptian exports to Sudan recorded $826.8 million last year, surging by 65.7% from $498.9 million in 2020. Trade exchange between Egypt and Uruguay has recorded around $493.3 million in 2021, surging by 138% from $207.3 million in 2020, Egyptian Minister of Trade and Industry Navin Gamia said during a meeting with the Uruguayan ambassador to Cairo Adriana Lissadini. That's all for today. Wait for more news tomorrow, and check our website www.zillacapital.com.